for today. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Give him my honor and praise to God who's the head of our lives. My wife, give honor and praise for our bishop, Eric Kincaid Clark, Pastor Lenore Clark, all the clergy that's on the line, all the saints of God that are on the line, all the prayer hosts that are on the line, prayer leaders, and those that are coming back maybe for the first time, those that are joining us for the first time. We welcome you today to our 8 o'clock prayer service from 8 to 9 in the name of Jesus. All right, we're going to turn the service over to our first prayer lead at this time. Sister Rachel, are you there?
Good morning. Yes, I'm here.
Amen. Let God use you this
praise
morning.
Lord.
Go right ahead.
Thank you, brother. Good morning, brothers and sisters. I am so pleased to pray on my topic this morning. It's something that God has been working with me over, I would say, probably the last 12 to 18 months. And I'm just so blessed to be here and pray with our family this morning. So my prayer topic this morning is patience. And it's something has really been on the heart of our Heavenly Father. He had spoke to me some time ago and said that one of the key focuses of the fruits of the Spirit that he was cultivating in his people was steadfastness. That's patience like on steroids, because of the way God is getting ready to move in the earth and the way that he's getting ready to use the body of Christ to call others home, to the body of Christ, to his presence, to relationship with him. We are going to need steadfastness because it's going to be a long walk to love the people through into relationship with Jesus. So I caught this revelation about a month ago, maybe 2 months ago. I was really struggling with patience and I was studying my scripture and the Holy Spirit revealed this to me. My scripture today is James 1:4. It's very, very well known. The King James Version says, "Let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing." And when I study scripture, Holy Spirit always leads me to check the cross-references. And here's the key thing I noticed about this scripture. In every translation from Greek to Aramaic, you can see that there's key words that are interchangeable with patience. And it's endurance, that's the NLT. Passion Translation says endurance. NIV says perseverance. I remember when I was an 8-year-old little girl, my dad looked at me and he said, "Rachel, do you know what perseverance means?" And I'm sitting there playing with my Barbie and I look up at him and I'm like, "No." But what I didn't know, he was depositing seeds of destiny into me that he recognized I would need as I went forth in my purpose. The English Standard Version says steadfastness. The Message Translation says, consider it a gift, the ability to be steadfast, to persevere, to have endurance, to be patient. Let's pray that the Holy Spirit would continuously develop, cultivate patience in us, perseverance, steadfastness, so that we would be complete, perfect, complete, lacking in nothing. The world has many idealisms about what perfection looks like. Jesus' idealism of perfection, he told me, and it's in his word, he is the word, is wholeness. Let's pray that we be perfect, whole, complete, lacking in nothing, because we have allowed patience to have her perfect work. Heavenly Father, we love you. We praise you and we thank you. Lord, we worship you that it is your desire that we be whole, complete, and lacking in nothing. Thank you for the revelation, wisdom, insight, knowledge, understanding of right relationship with you and what we need to become whole and complete, lacking in nothing. Lord, thank you for patience. It truly is a gift that you have bestowed upon us. You have given to us, deposited in us. We need it to fulfill destiny. Lord, it is our greatest desire to love you well, be in right relationship with you, and love others well and lead them to right relationship with you. We need perseverance, steadfastness, patience for that. Holy Spirit, we pray that you would continuously till the soil of our soul, that you would break up any areas of stony ground, areas where we're prideful, areas where we're patientless, areas where we want to walk away and no longer endure what you've called us to. We ask that you would water that ground, that you would make it good ground, and that you would continuously be depositing seeds of destiny, and that like a farmer who waits and watches and cares and tends the garden well, we would stay steadfast, patiently, persevering, working the field that you've put us in, so that we would see the harvest. We would see your harvest. All the blessings and the favor and the gifts that you have for us, that is good. But ultimately, Lord, we know you've called us to the saving of many souls. That is your harvest. Jesus, may we work well, walk well, and wait well with you, so that you would get your great reward. You paid the ultimate price for every soul. Every soul. You said in your word, it's your desire that no man perish. Help us to be more of you, less of us, so that we could help you reap your harvest. Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you that you have given each and every one of us special and unique gifts to co-labor with you in purpose. We thank you and praise you, Father God, for the way that you use the body of Christ, Lord Jesus, to work together to do that. May we be patient with one another. May we stand steadfast with one another. May we endure all of life's trials, all of life's blessings. May we walk through all the things that we need to, Heavenly Father, with you and with one another in love. Lord, I see, I recognize, and may we know that it's no coincidence that you started out the description of love with patience. Love is patient. Love endures. Love is steadfast. Love perseveres. All of those words are interchangeable because it's everything that we need to love one another well. I pray that you would continue to grow that in us. Heavenly Father, I pray that you would continuously remove our humanity. We're having this human experience, but Lord, you've called us to live in the Spirit. We're subject to these bodies and this flesh, but we do not have to dwell under the dominion of it. And Heavenly Father, I pray that you would continuously crucify our flesh, call us higher in the Spirit, so that we would be more Christ-like. It is our greatest desire to live, look, sound, walk, act, be you, Jesus. May it be all of you living in us and none of us. Even our thoughts and our words be yours, Jesus. Inhibit us. Give us the peace and patience, Father God, to let you have your perfect work in us. That's truly what this is. May we persevere as you work yourself more into us. May we be patient as we see the growth of the character and the presence of Christ in us. Heavenly Father, we pray that you would give us steadfastness to wait well for what you will, what you've purposed and what you promise, all of the things, and that we would enjoy the fruits of the Spirit and that we would have life abundantly and that we would be whole and complete and lacking nothing. It's so beautiful, Lord Jesus, to see your symphony, how it all works together. And we thank you and praise you for that. And Lord, we thank you and praise you that peace and patience is what facilitates the presence for us to be able to see that, know it, and live it. That's so beautiful to me. It's so beautiful to me, Lord Jesus. I pray that your people would be able to see the revelation of your heart. You wrote a whole book, Revelation, about revealing you, Jesus. As we read through it, as we live through it, God, give us the peace and patience to absorb it. The revealing of you. The revealing of your sons and daughters, Heavenly Father, which is more of Christ, our first brother in us. It's so much, it's so high, and it's so beautiful, and we thank you and praise you for it. But it's also so simple. It's so simple. It's just Jesus coming to live in us, through us, for us, that others may know you too. Lord, we thank you and praise you for maturity. We see it developing in all of us, Lord God. Responsibility. But it takes responsibility to walk in the weight, the heaviness of your glory. We thank you and praise you for that. Thank you that you are equipping us. Thank you that you are giving us the peace and patience while you do that. Lord, thank you that we're seeing the fruit of that, the fruit of in our lives, in our communities, in our families, Lord Jesus, in our ministries. Thank you for excellent leadership and wise teachings that guide and shepherd us along the way, that build us up, that undergird us, that strengthen us, Heavenly Father, that create the blueprints and the outlines and the scaffolding, all of these things that need to be patiently implemented so that we can do the things that we're called to do and be who we're called to be. Christ-like, world changers, impactful, purpose-filled, I decree it over all of us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that as we patiently wait for you to work in us, Father God, that you're working out these things through us. Glory, 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 glory to your name. It's for your glory. Glory, 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 that we get to be co-glorified with you, all for your purpose, so that you can be magnified and glorified. Thank you, Jesus. Such a beautiful, beautiful thing. We love you, we praise you, and we worship you. We ask for more, Lord Jesus, more increase. We realize and recognize, Heavenly Father, I have realized, I see, that the more of you we allow in, the greater the increase is in all things. It's truly life abundantly. Help us, Heavenly Father, to wait patiently, to rest patiently in the peace and presence of you. May all that we do be presence-filled by your Holy Spirit and purpose-filled by your will, your desire, and your plans. We thank you and praise you that you are patient with us, Father God. Oh, that just dropped in my spirit. Lord, you are so patient. You wait patiently. You watch lovingly while your children find and discover their way, while we make choices, and you lovingly shepherd and correct us into alignment. You're patient, Father God, when we're not of you and not like you. You lovingly call us back into your peace and presence. You patiently wait while we make the choice to follow, submit, and surrender to you. Lord, I think about my own personal journey over the last 7 years. In times, Lord Jesus, when I've turned and walked another way, you've patiently waited for me to return. In times when I've been frustrated and impatient and wanted to quit and give up, you've patiently, lovingly asked me to come along beside you and persevere. Thank you for that. Thank you for the perfect model that you are, Jesus. And anytime we question or doubt or wonder or worry, forgive us. Those things are not of God. They're not of you. And you ask us to return and patiently persevere in steadfastness. And there is so much beauty and glory in that. In that, we find more of you. We grow in relationship with you. We learn more about you. We become more of you. And we thank you and praise you for that. Lord, I seal these prayers over all of us in the name of Jesus. May we grow and increase in patience, steadfastness, faithfulness, and perseverance. May we be whole, complete, and lacking in nothing. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, brothers and sisters. I thank you for the opportunity to pray with you this morning. I pray that you would continuously stay connected to this ministry, stay planted, that you would grow and increase, that you would sow into good ground as they sow into us, the soil of our souls, and that we grow and abound in the Spirit together. This time I'll pass it back to our host, and I decree a blessing over all of us today. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Rachel, for your prayer. Lord, let me be patient.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for being patient with each and every one of us until we made up in our own mind that we were going to serve you, Lord. We just thank you, Lord. We don't know where we would be, Lord, if you hadn't waited on us, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. For your hand of protection, Lord, when we went astray, in the name of Jesus. At this time, we're going to ask you to stay connected. Yeah, if you want to receive all our emails and text messages, all you have to do is text the word MAXIMIZE to 55444. And you will receive everything that our ministry is about. Stay connected to us. At this time, we're going to turn the next portion of our service over to Minister Bronson. Are you there?
Yes, indeed, sir.
Amen, sir. Go ahead. Let the Lord use you.
Absolutely. God bless every single one of you on this prayer line this morning. It is a privilege to run to the throne of grace and receive mercy in our time of need. My prayer prompt was on focus. Lord, help us to focus. Help us to focus. And what came to mind instantly was a song by Travis Green. It's called Just Want You. And the words are, take everything. I don't want it. I don't need it, God. I just want you. Now, that song was in my repertoire pretty heavy until the pandemic, and then I realized that God literally shut everything down. And I said, I'm not singing that song anymore. But I understood Travis Green's thrust. I understood what he was getting at. It was the fact that he made God his focus and his priority. And a fun fact about the word priority, when that word was first introduced to the English language, it was only a singular word. You couldn't have priorities back then. It wasn't plural. It was singular. They wanted to know what the first thing on your to-do list was. They wanted to know what the first thing on your focus list was. It was only a priority, not priorities. And it's similar to what David said in Psalm 27:4. One thing I ask from the Lord. It wasn't the one, two, and three. It was, no, the first thing, the priority. And that one thing that he sought after, that he could dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of his life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. My question to you this morning, what is your priority? Not your priorities, but your priority. What is that one thing? And let's pray about our one thing, which is to have right relationship with God and to live lives that show that God is our priority, that he's our focus. Let's pray about it. Dear Heavenly Father, we honor you. We give you glory. We give you praise. We thank you, Lord, that you show off your power in our lives in so many ways. You're omniscient. You have all science. You have all known and unknown knowledge. You're omnipotent. You are potent in everything you do. You have all of the power. You're omnipresent. You are everywhere at the same time. If I climb a mountain, you're at the top of it. If I make my bed in the pits of hell, you are there. Because of all that you are, we can't help but lift you up. We can't help but exalt you. We can't help to declare that you are our priority. And if you are not in anyone's life that is on this prayer line, I pray, Lord, that you will make yourself so real to them that they can't help but give you the honor, the worship, and glory that you are due. We exalt you now, God. We lift you higher than any problem. We lift you higher than anyone that we claim has power in our lives. We make you our priority right now. We pray, Lord, that you will take the throne of our hearts. We restore you back to your rightful place. It is our desire, just as David did in Psalm 27:4, to seek after you. We want to dwell in your presence all the days of our lives. We want to gaze upon your beauty. We want to inquire in your temple. We are seeking you now, God. We're asking you the questions that our hearts long to know the answers to. We're believing that you're walking with us as we walk every day. We thank you for the example that Jesus set and the words that he spoke in Matthew 22. To love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Before this verse, God, I didn't know I could love with my soul. I didn't know I could love with my mind. But I'm making the decision to now. I'm commanding my soul to worship you in spite of my situation. And with the information that I have, my mind can't help but to be blown by your awesomeness, by your amazingness. It is my desire to love you with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, and I pray that this prayer resonates with everyone on this prayer line. Once again, God, we exalt you to that number one spot in our life. We make you our priority. We ask that you take the throne of our hearts. Your word says, who can ascend your hill? The one with clean hands, a pure heart, who has not lifted their soul to vanity. Lord God, I pray right now that you will forgive us for lifting our souls to vanity, for making sacrifices for emptiness. Lord God, I pray right now, because you are our priority, I pray that our lives are evident that you are our priority. We don't want to waste the time that you've given us. We don't want to waste the worship that belongs to you. There is a God-sized hole in our hearts, and I pray, Lord, that you will fill it. Don't let anything else take its place. Restore our focus on you. We want to make you our priority. Not a streaming service, not a shopping app, not any other temporary relationship, but put eternity in our hearts so that we can worship you correctly, so that we can focus on you, so that we can truly make you our priority. The song says, I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. More than anything. Lord, we love you more than anything. We're going to sing it until it's true. Lord, we love you more than anything. Help us, Lord, to live Christ-centered lives. Lead us into Christ-centered relationships. We thank you, Lord, for this destiny connection of this prayer line. We thank you for the destiny connection of Body of Christ Assembly. We thank you for the destiny connection led by Bishop Eric and Kay Clark and his ministerial team. Help us to create relationships that are Christ-centered, that are edifying, that are perfecting. We thank you, Lord, that you've given us apostles, prophets, evangelists, teachers, pastors, for our perfection and our edification. Help us to speak Christ-centered words. Let the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Help us to make Christ-centered decisions. We thank you, Lord, that we are your workmanship created in Christ Jesus to do the good works you've prepared in advance. Now that you have become our focus and our priority, help us to focus on the work that you've called us to, the work that you've prepared in advance. Help us to focus on the goals you've placed on our hearts, Lord God. Give us the discipline that we need to get through tough times. Give us that patience and that steadfastness that's been prayed for before my prayer. Help us to set our faces like flint on the work you've called us to. Bless the businesses that you've called us to that will bring generational wealth. Bless our efforts to go get the wealth that you have for us. Bless our efforts to build relationships with family and friends. You've been given all authority, and you've given some authority to, given that authority to us to be ministers of reconciliation, to be ambassadors, to be representatives for you. Help us to focus on the work you've called us to. Help us to minister from our location. Lord God, I pray that you would bless our efforts to take care of our bodies. We understand that these are the only bodies that we'll have on this side of heaven. Help us to truly treat them like temples of the Holy Spirit. It is our prayer that as you take the throne of our hearts, that we lead lives that are truly Christ-centered and that are evident that you are in control. We present ourselves as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable unto you, which is our reasonable act of worship. Because of Jesus' sacrifice, it only makes sense that we're willing to lead lives that are sacrifices to you. Take that place on our hearts, Lord God. We declare you to be King of Kings. We declare you to be Lord of Lords. We worship you. We honor you. We exalt you as our number one. You are our priority. And I pray, Lord, that as we focus on the author and the finisher of our faith, that you make us into the type of people that you called us to be. Christ-centered Christians who love, who show off every attribute of heaven on this earth. Help us to focus on you and to focus on the work that you've placed before us. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray and thank you. Amen. I now hand back the prayer line to the prayer lead.
Amen, Minister Bronson. Thank you for your prayer on focus. We have to focus to focus in the name of Jesus. Right now, I'm focusing on the Believer's Declaration. And it reads as follows. Number one, as believers, we are discipled through daily ministry. Number two, as mature believers, we minister from our location. Number three, we are a strong people who know God and serve his mighty purpose. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much for that prayer on focusing. We're at the halfway point of our prayer service. Some of you may have to leave and go. If so, we're asking if you can sow a seed. You can sow it at $ Bishop Eric Clark, or you can also text the give at 216-446-1209. Or you can also go to ekcministry.org. You can upload your 1 minute GPS. You can put in your prayer request there, and you can give your offerings there. We ask you if you would like to put your prayer requests in, just put them in, and we will be praying for whatever you put on the prayer list in the name of Jesus. At this time, we're going to go and turn it over to our next prayer lead, and that would be Pastor Terry Buckner. Pastor T, are you there? Pastor T? Are you there? Okay. Okay, let's see here. Hold on. Let me see going on here.
Yes, can you hear me?
Okay, I can hear you now. I can hear you now, but I don't think you put in the other code to get on the other line, the 88.
Yes.
Okay, I'll try to put that one.
Yes, grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We greet the brothers and the sisters this morning with the love of God. And we pray that everyone would be blessed by the prayers, the prayer Rachel prayed, the prayer patience, Bronson, Minister Bronson on focus. And we just thank God for the opportunity to share again with the brothers and sisters. Praying for all those who are. Wait a minute.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir. That's my fault.
Praying that it would everyone would be blessed and thank you for the tuning in with us. Praying that the brother that's in the hospital, that's over at Mary Madre. What's his name?
Bernard,
yes, I got to go see Brother Bernard. Been on my
Bernard
heart.
Williams.
Brother, yes, Bernard Williams. We're praying that God would give him healing, send healing forth his way. The blood would be upon him. All those that are on the list went to visit a friend in hospital. His name is Bishop Montgomery, old friend of mine. And me and a couple of other friends went, and we went to pray for him yesterday, dealing with a lot of different issues. And I just whispered in his ear and asked him, I said, do you believe that God can heal you? And he says, yes, I do. And then we got to praying, and God's so good, man. He just began to work on him. And I said to myself, yeah, he got it. And that's what our job is, to pray for others. You know, they said, call on the elders of the church and pray for them in the name of Jesus, and that they will be healed. Amen. And that's what we do.
No.
Praying also for those, our church, of course, in Africa, Pastor Pay, Pastor Walla, all the kids, all the women, Keitha, Sister Keitha, Christina, the co-workers, Mina, our health and our finances, Brother Derek, in the name of Jesus, of course, Brother Bernard, Myron, we're praying for them in Jesus' mighty name. We pray that God's healing hand would be upon them this day. I was reading in Mark, of course, before I said I want to pray for the nation, and of course, the people that's over in the Middle East, the war that's continuing to go on, the killings, thank God, the numbers have risen so high. And sometimes I just think about the war that's going on. I think about, can you imagine just looking across the street in your neighbor's house and you see it one day and then it's gone. It's just gone. The business down the street is just gone. The hospital down the street is just gone. The gas station down the street is just wiped out. And just in a twinkling of an eye, it could all be gone. And it's amazing that God is still in control of everything. It's not the devil. He allows the devil, like he did. He said, he asked, have you considered my servant Job? You have to get permission from God to do anything. God is in control, and I believe God is going to allow this war to cease in his timing. Like she's talked about patience, we have to be patient. And then sometimes we like, God, hurry up, man. These people just get a lot of people dying, but we don't know what God is doing, or God is allowing something to happen, but we just had to trust God. He's in control. And in the fifth chapter of Mark, you remember the story of the woman with the issue of blood, and she heard that Jesus was coming by, and she thought in her mind that let me press my way through and touch the hem of his garment. And when she had touched him, he felt that virtue had left, and he said, "Who touched me?" And he turned around. Of course, the disciples like, "Man, look at all these people around you, Lord." I mean, but it was faith that stopped him doing what he was doing. When is the last time your faith got the Lord's attention? When is the last time your faith touch the author of faith? My God, in the name of Jesus. And as he was going through, as he was traveling through, the young rich ruler comes up and he says, "Can you come heal my daughter?" He said, "Of course, no problem." And as he was going, traveling, then the crowd, let me read it. Verse 35, we're in Mark 5 and 35. He said, while he was still speaking to her, messengers arrived from the home of Jairus, the leader of the synagogue. They told him, "Your daughter is dead. There's no need to trouble the teacher anymore." When you're going to move in faith, at times the spirit of doubt will come in. The spirit of doubt will come in. And then it says, verse 36, it said, but Jesus overheard them and said, "Don't be afraid, just have faith. Don't be afraid, just have faith." Those few little words are so powerful. The Lord, I can hear the Lord saying that today to somebody. Don't be afraid, just believe, just have faith. Just hold on to your faith. Then Jesus stopped the crowd and wouldn't let anyone go up with him except Peter, James, and John. When they came to the home of the synagogue leader, Jesus saw much commotion and weeping and wailing. He went inside and asked, "Why all the commotion and weeping? The child isn't dead, but asleep." The crowd laughed at him, but he made them all leave, and he took the girl's father and mother and the three disciples into the room with him. I like this because whenever you're going out into the hospitals and the rehabilitation clinic and you're believing God for something, you might have to put individuals off the room with the doubt and the fear, because you want to go in the room, you want to create an atmosphere of faith. You want to create an atmosphere of faith. And I pray that we have created an atmosphere of faith through this prayer line, an atmosphere where don't be afraid, just have faith. An atmosphere of faith is created. You guys have strengthened my faith when I go out, and knowing that I got my prayer partners with me. They might not be physically with me, but they're with me as we call out the names of those who pray on the list and those who are in our families. We asking God to give them total healing in Jesus' mighty name. Now, Father, I want to pray and ask you to just strengthen our faith today in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you. We thank you for the time of just sharing your word. We ask that you would strengthen, you would increase our faith this morning. We pray for all those who are in the hospital, those who are in rehabilitation center, those who are in jails, those who are incarcerated, those who are in homeless shelters, those who are in treatment centers right now across the land. We ask God for healing in their life in the name of Jesus. We believe that you can. We draw strength from personal past experiences. We know that you have did it before, and we know that you can do it again. You're a God that cannot lie. You're a God that cannot fail. You're God that has always won the battle. You're God that is in control of every emotion, every desire, every prayer, every request, My God, in the name of Jesus, every cry, every moan, my God, God, you can see everything. Man would look at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. And God, we understand that you can turn the heart to which way you want it to go in the mighty name. You can give us a clean heart. You can renew us a right spirit. You can cleanse us from all unrighteousness. It's your blood, the blood that you spilled on Calvary. Father, we call for the blood of Jesus to be upon the people this day in Jesus' mighty name. We call for victory. The victory is won in Jesus. We stand upon your word, Father. We stand upon your word, and we know, God, that you're good and faithful and kind and merciful, and we thank you today, Lord. We thank you for all the requests that have been made, all the petitions that are up in the atmosphere right now in the mighty name of Jesus, and we believe you, God. We believe you, God, and we say yes and amen to you all day long. We thank you for every leader, every prayer warrior, every prayer lead, every prayer host right now, all the ministers, the pastors, the deacons and deaconess, right, all the servants of the Most High God, we say thank you. We say thank you for Pastor Lenore. We say thank you for Bishop Clark, the word that he delivers on the daily. We say thank you for that word. Thank you. That word carried us. Oh, that word carries us on a daily basis, and we say thank you, and we say we're appreciative of all that you are doing through the believers in Jesus' mighty name, all those who are connected. We thank you for the connection because it affects the direction. We thank you right now. We thank you for the healing hand of virtue that is upon you, Father. We thank you. We appreciate you so much, Lord, so much. We can't express how much we love you and appreciate you for what you're doing. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. As we'd asked before, increase the faith, Lord. Increase our faith. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen and amen. People of God, we thank you. We thank you for this time of just sharing and calling on the name of the Lord. Be prayerful. Touch all the saints in the name of Jesus, encouraging you all to keep doing what you're doing. You're doing a great job, and I appreciate you, and I say thank you for praying for me and my family. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen, Pastor Buckner. We thank you. We thank you for your intercessory for the families, for all those that are on our prayer list. We thank you, Lord, for putting it in his heart, Lord, a shepherd's heart. We thank you. We thank all the prayer leads today for all the prayers that they sent up before the Lord. Those that are coming on right now, Sister Rachel prayed first, and she said she prayed on patience, and she said we are all called to live in the Spirit. And she said endurance is patience. She said endurance is patience, steadfastness, and perseverance. All ties into being patient. She said we can be whole, complete, lacking nothing. I like that, to be whole and complete, lacking nothing. Minister Bronson said priority is singular. Priority. It's the first thing you do. It's the first thing that you want to do. He said, take my heart. Make the throne. Make my heart your throne. That's what he said. Make my heart your throne. Sit on my heart, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for that, Lord. I like that. Also, Pastor Buckner said, God is still in control. God has a plan for whatever's going on in the world. God has a plan for whatever's going on. And we thank God that he is the one that's sitting on the throne. Thank you, Jesus. We are praying on this prayer line. We are praying. We are praying for the churches in Africa. Pastor Warren, Pastor Pay, everything that's going on over there in Sudan, all those that's being displaced over there. Keep them in your prayers. Thank you, Jesus. We're praying for Brother Bernard in the name of Jesus and all those others that maybe we have missed on the prayer list that need prayer. Keep them in your prayers as we go forward in the name of Jesus. Well, we're getting down to the last prayer lead, and that is me. I am your last prayer lead. And first thing I want to do is get God's attention. I'm going to unmute the line and let us praise God together.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus, for being on the line with us, Lord.
Hallelujah. As we go before you in prayer, Lord God.
Thank you for delivering us today,
Lord God.
Thank you for giving us a made up mind, Lord.
And friends, our loved ones. Father God, we ask
in
you,
Jesus' name,
to hold us up, Lord God, to hear our cries that is made.
Thank you. Amen. Amen. Thank you, everyone, for helping me get God's attention this morning. My scripture reading will be coming from the book of Acts, the second chapter, verses 7 through 10. And it reads, he said to them, it is not for you to know the time or the date the Father has set by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and to the ends of the earth. This is the New International Version. And after he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. They were looking intently up into the sky as he was going, when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them. Men of Galilee, they said, why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word, sanctifying the hearts and minds of all those that believe. Only thing I could think about was reinforcement. God sending us reinforcement. I thank him. I thank him for giving us the power to be witnesses in his holy name. They sending reinforcements over there to Russia from North Korea, I think. I think they sent in 3,000 soldiers over there to help with the fight. And I think I'm saying, Lord, send us reinforcements, Lord, to help with this fight. But we know that you're coming soon, Lord Jesus. Say the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Pray that we send more laborers into the harvest. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Gracious Lord Jesus, we thank you right now, Lord. Thank you for your Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that it's going to lead and guide us and empower us to do service for you. Help us, Lord Jesus, with a sense of urgency, Lord, to witness, Lord, on your behalf, Lord. For we know time is winding up, Lord. We see all the signs, Lord Jesus. I'm excited, Lord Jesus. Lord, it would be something to see you come back, Lord Jesus, while I'm still alive, Lord. Oh, God, hallelujah. That's going to be a great time, Lord Jesus, for those that are in you, Lord, for those that have got oil in their lamps, Lord Jesus. Lord, we just thank you right now, Lord, that you put you on our hearts today, Lord. You woke us up with a mind to want to be on this prayer line, to touch and agree, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We ask you, Lord, to look on our families, Lord. The families of the world, Lord Jesus. The Christians of the world, Lord Jesus. That's doing your work, Lord Jesus. Help them, Lord Jesus, to be your witnesses, Lord. Help them, Lord Jesus, to operate in your power this morning, Lord. To take your kingdom by force, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for charging us, Lord. Refill us, Lord, with your spirit today, Lord Jesus. Continue to renew our minds, Lord, and help us to focus on the job that needs to be done. People need to be saved out here, Lord Jesus. People need to be made aware, Lord, of what time we're living in, Jesus. You've given us the assignment, Lord. Help us to do the work, Lord Jesus. Help us to tell them a clear message of what they must do to be saved. Repent and believe in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, we love you this evening, Lord. We love you this morning, Lord Jesus. Thank you for waking us up, Lord Jesus. Have your way, Jesus. Lord, we ask that you look down on our bishop and all that he's doing, Lord. All his schoolwork, Lord Jesus, let it come easy for him to learn what's happening, Lord, in the classes that he's got to go through and keep a watch over the church at the same time, Lord. Help him to bear the burden, Lord Jesus. Lord, I ask, Lord, that you send billionaires, send millionaires, Lord, to finance this ministry, Lord Jesus. Give us that millionaire mentality, Lord. Connect us, Lord, to those that have got money, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Draw them this way, Lord. Catch their attention, Lord Jesus, as only you can, because you are in control, Lord. And we thank you right now, Lord, that we can sound the horn, Lord, of your coming, Lord. We can look for you to come soon, Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for that, Lord. I can't wait, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Help me to have patience, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Help us, Lord Jesus, to do your work. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we need you, Jesus, so that we can reach our family, Lord, our grandchildren, our children, Lord, that are out there unsaved, Lord Jesus, that their minds are not on you, Lord. Show us how to get to them, Lord. Show us how to operate in your spirit, Lord. Show us how to speak their language, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, hallelujah. Have mercy, Lord Jesus. We need your mercy this morning, Lord Jesus. We need your healing hand on all those that are sick and afflicted, Lord. Look down specially on Mother Izzy, Lord, those that are in nursing homes, those that are in rehabilitation centers, Lord. Meet their needs, Lord. Show them, Lord, that you're right there with them, Lord. Comforting them, Lord. Put your angels, put your ministering angels by them, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, that I pray that be done. Look down on Brother Kraft, Lord Jesus. Let him know, Lord, he hasn't been abandoned, Lord Jesus. Let him know that you know what that means to be abandoned, Lord. You felt that before, Lord. Send your angels like you sent your angels to the apostles to tell them that you was doing the work that you need them to comfort him, Lord, and speak to him, Lord, in his lonely times, Jesus. Those that are in places that they're looking like there's no hope, Lord, help them, Jesus. Those that don't have a home anymore. Those that the bombs have destroyed. There may be someone buried up under that rubble, Lord, that's still alive, Lord. Help them, Lord. Send an angel there, Lord Jesus. Save them. Save them, Jesus. The Christians, Lord. Save them, Lord Jesus. That's given their lives for you, Lord Jesus. Help them, Jesus. As only you can, Lord. As only you can. We plead the blood of Jesus right now. We plead the blood of Jesus right now. Over every situation, Lord. Lord, help us to go and vote today. Help us to go and vote, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, I'm asking you, Lord. Don't let him get back in office, Lord. Lord Jesus, in your name, Lord Jesus, help us to go out and vote, Lord. Help us to put the Vice President in the President's office, Lord. Don't let hold back the hand of the enemy, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah, Lord.
Glory to
have
your name,
your way,
Lord.
Have your way, Lord. We need you, Jesus. We need you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Let your will be done, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Father.
All right, everyone. We're getting close to the daily bread is about to come on. We're asking you, if you can, catch it live. In about 2 minutes, Bishop will be coming on live on the Daily Bread. He comes on live Monday through Friday, for those that don't know, on the YouTube station. And we get good word there. So you want to keep getting fed the rich word of God, just tune it in at 9 o'clock. But if you can't get it live, you can always go back and get it in Jesus' name. All right, well, unmute the line so we can say goodbye. All right, everyone. God bless you.
God bless you as well. God
bless you, brother.
Have a great day. Go tell somebody about Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
God bless you, Lord.
God bless.
God bless our bishop and our pastor and the prayer lead. All the prayer leaders.
God bless everybody.
God bless everyone. Have a blessed day.
Have a good day, everyone. Love you. Have a wonderful, wonderful,
amen,
amazing day.
Oh, yes. That's the plan. You got to have a plan. That's the plan. That's
right.
That's the plan. I start out like
right.
that. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. I thank you. Yes.
Amen.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. My God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you guys have a great day.
Righty then. All righty then. Be blessed, everyone.
Amen.
Amen. Ooh.